Matthew 9, verses 9 to 13. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Today we're looking at part three of Bless, our simple five-step way of blessing the people God has placed in our lives. And the E of Bless stands for eat. Have you ever noticed how much time Jesus spent eating? Robert Caris, a New Testament scholar, writes that in Luke's gospel, Jesus is either going to a meal, at a meal, or coming from a meal. Why did Jesus do this? Was he just wasting time? Or was there something deeper and more intentional going on? See, we can miss this in a Western culture, but in many parts of the world, eating together is about so much more than just food. A shared meal represents friendship and community. It is a powerful expression of welcome and inclusion. So we can learn a lot about Jesus' mission by his choice of dinner companion. In today's passage, Jesus is eating with tax collectors and sinners. And you can imagine the scene. It would be joyful and raucous and unsanitized with Jesus right in the middle of it. Of course, the Pharisees didn't like it one bit. In their view, Jesus was mixing with the wrong crowd, but Jesus spent his time eating with sinners precisely because he knew the mission he was on. He had come to seek and save the lost, and his compassion for people from all walks of life led him to share life with them. So if eating was part of Jesus' strategy to bless people, then why not ours too? What if we became missional eaters? What if we ate for Jesus? Even in a Western culture, there's something powerful in sharing a meal. Eating together allows for conversation, for intimacy. We find this on the Alpha course, that as guests eat and share informally around a table, relationships build, people become known. The book of Revelation, right at the end of the Bible, says there's a wedding feast coming for those who follow Jesus. See, God promises us a feast when Jesus returns. It says, "Blessed are those invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And when Jesus eats with a room full of sinners in Matthew's gospel, the message is clear. That invitation is for everyone. If we want to see the people we care about in heaven, what if we got serious about meals? What if we made eating with people a deliberate part of our strategy for blessing them? So why not have a look at the 21 meals you will eat in the next week? Which one of these meals could you use as an opportunity for mission? It doesn't need to be expensive. And eating together is one of the fastest and most effective ways to move a relationship to a friendship.